It's known for its wild roller coasters and splashy water park, but environmentalists say Six Flags Magic Mountain has been creating some not-so-fun problems for an important river in Los Angeles and Ventura counties. Pollution from the park has ended up in the Santa Clara River. Jason Weiner is general counsel for the Wishtoyo Foundation, Ventura Coast Keeper.
We received a call from a park employee, a whistleblower, informing us Magic Mountain is washing trash, fecal matter, and other pollutants down storm drains. Wishtoyo and its Ventura Coastkeeper program went out and were shocked to find a lot of trash being deposited on the banks of the Santa Clara River and in the outfalls leading from Magic Mountain to the Santa Clara River. It was trash with Magic Mountain's logos, souvenir water bottles. It was shocking. You know, we then proceeded to take samples and found that the facility had a very, very high levels of metals in its discharge.
The 83-mile-long river carries water from the Angeles National Forest through parts of Los Angeles and Ventura counties. It passes through a number of Ventura County communities, including Piru, Fillmore, Santa Paula, Ventura, and Oxnard, before it empties into the Pacific Ocean. The Wishtoyo Foundation, Los Angeles Waterkeeper, and Friends of the Santa Clara River teamed up to study the pollution problem.
Magic Mountain has a few large conveyances that are storm drains. So every time it rains, water is washed down into those storm drains, which discharge directly into the adjacent Santa Clara River.
Liz Crossan is executive director of Los Angeles Waterkeeper. She says initial efforts to get Magic Mountain to clean up the problem went nowhere.
The Clean Water Act requires plaintiffs like us to send a notice letter that says, hey, these are the problems that we've seen at your facility. This is the data that we have that shows that you're violating water quality standards and we think you need to do something about it. So it actually puts them on notice and gives them time to address the problem, to come to us and talk about it. And it wasn't until we didn't get the proper response that then we file a complaint in court. That was in 2012. So here we are in 2015. So that tells you a little bit about how this was definitely a process.
Attorney Jason Weiner says the case was ready to go to trial when they worked out a deal with the theme park. He says they're happy with the settlement, which includes a number of steps to curb polluted runoff from Magic Mountain and a financial contribution to an environmental project designed to help protect the Santa Clara River.
The consent decree will not only protect the Santa Clara River and Pacific Ocean from Magic Mountain's discharges, but will also protect the river and the ocean for all the communities to depend upon it.
Liz Crossan with Los Angeles Waterkeeper has borne the cleanup effort.
The hope is that they will be able to retain on-site water so that those heavy metals and bacteria and trash will not run off of the site. They're also going to clean up a few areas that have those pollutants, putting up roof so that it's not exposed to rain. They also have already installed some trash control devices. They've increased the number of trash receptacles on the property. They're taking a lot of measures to address the problem.
In addition to the cleanup effort, the settlement calls for the theme park to reimburse the environmental groups for $1.28 million in legal and environmental testing expenses. Six Flags Magic Mountain declined a request from KCLU News for an interview. There was a written statement in which Park President Bonnie Rabjohn says Magic Mountain is committed to protecting the environment and will look forward to working with environmental organizations over the next few years to improve water quality. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.